It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay. I'm gonna say Justin wrote into the show.
Yeah, Justin.
Not Justin Timberlake, just Justin.
Oh, just in case?
Yeah, just in case. And wanted to know if he was the jerk for opening his girlfriend's gift.
Huh.
Okay. Hear him out.
All right. I'm listening because we got experience on the show with people opening other people's gifts and packages. So I'm listening.
So it says, Allie and DZ, my girlfriend recently had a birthday. We had a small get together at our apartment, but my girl feels uncomfortable opening gifts in front of people because of the pressure, and all of our friends already know that. So she opened them later that evening privately.
I'm glad when friends understand that you don't like to sit awkwardly and open gifts in front of people.
Nobody likes to sit around. I don't want to watch anybody open gifts. I'm happy to bring it. Open it later without me.
Do whatever. Yeah, no.
Good talk.
Sammy wants to see everybody's face as he opens his gift, so don't have him.
Sammy didn't even say hi. Sammy grabbed my birthday gift and started pulling tissue paper out. He was like, let's go.
All right, another one.
Love this kid.
Anyway.
All right, so anyway, this is what Justin said. So basically, his girlfriend opened them later that evening, but 2 days later, he says, my parents' gift arrived. My parents are on the wealthier side, I'll admit it, and bought her a designer handbag she had been admiring the last time we visited.
Got her a Teflon bag? Okay. Okay.
They had purchased the bag that weekend and had been saving it for her birthday when she admired it.
Nice.
She responded a thank you before she opened it and would let them know when she did. The box sat on our dresser for about 2 days before my parents sent a text wondering if she had opened it yet. I asked her when she would open it. She just shrugged and said, soon. I was also excited to see her open the gift. I knew it was something she really wanted, and my parents had gotten it for her.
Mm.
So a few more days passed. My parents checked in again whether she had opened it. She came to me and asked if I could tell my parents to back off. She was feeling too much pressure around opening the gift, and it was making her not want to open it.
Okay.
I admit I never really understood this, but I told her I don't get why she wouldn't open it. My parents weren't there. All it would require is a thank you, and at the very least, to acknowledge it. She got frustrated and said, you just don't get how uncomfortable it makes me.
I mean, is what?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
He said, so she went out with her friends yesterday, and I opened the box for her. Displayed the bag on the dresser so that the pressure of opening it was removed, and we could just move on.
That's right.
I thought I was doing her a favor and ending the awkward situation, but when she got home, she was furious.
Of course.
She said she had guessed it was the bag she wanted and felt awkward knowing it was an expensive gift, and she did not feel comfortable opening it. The bag is still sitting on the dresser where I left it.
Of course it is.
Am I the jerk for opening my girlfriend's gift? I've never been one to feel awkward about gifts. I'll take them. I received them, DZ, so I can't empathize with her, but I'm sure there are people who find this very uncomfortable.
I don't like getting gifts, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, you would be that guy then.
But the thing is, if you've openly expressed that you want something, desire something, and they're affluent enough in their endeavors that financially they can afford this expensive something for you, you knew what you were doing when you said it to those people.
Maybe.
You feel me? You knew what you were doing when you openly said, oh, I love this bag. Oh,
yeah.
And he not thinking they were actually going to buy it, but knowing that they could actually afford it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And
so
then,
she's uncomfortable. They bought her an expensive gift. I mean, come on.
Man, I might have stopped listening because I got a little frustrated. But
I get it.
At the front end. Are they fiancés?
I think they're just dating. Yeah, my girlfriend.
They're just dating. Okay, I was gonna say yeah. I don't remember.
But they went to visit his parents. I mean, they're obviously
they've been together long enough
that they're visiting family together. Mm-hmm. So you know that they're committed. But it's, I don't know how long they've been together enough that his parents are buying her a designer handbag. I mean.
And let's be honest.
I've been married.
I don't think
their grandparents ever. You know,
I'm not saying it's a $1,000 bag. It could have been a $200 clutch, $300 whatever
from the outlets.
From the, right, you know what I'm saying?
Like we would have bought.
Thank you. Reserved yet, you know, yet upscale.
Has a little nick on the side nobody sees, but we got it at a discount.
Listen, I got the tag. Okay, you see his coach, right? No. Or maybe it was the $2,000-$3,000 bag that she went, oh my gosh, how am I ever going to wear this, use this, right? But you're being unappreciative of the gift you were given.
I agree, and that's what makes her a jerk.
All you had to say was, even, get this, you didn't even have to open it. You could have just said, yes, I loved it.
And thank you to the parents.
If you already knew it was the bag you wanted, you could have said, yes, this is the bag I wanted, I loved it. And then been all weird by yourself, not said nothing, because I've gotten weird around gifts. I've not worn gifts because they made me feel strange. They were from somebody that I didn't feel like I should have gotten a gift from. You know what I'm saying? And then I just felt uncomfortable. I felt uncomfortable. It felt like it was expensive. It felt like I hadn't talked to him in so long. And all of a sudden, you're giving me something just because you know my mom.
Well, Jessica New Berlin said she feels awkward because she's planning to break up with him. Yikes.
Chill. Now we're going far.
Chill out. Jordan in Oak Creek texted in and said, not the jerk. As someone with diagnosed anxiety, she's so entitled and he did her a favor. It's giving ungrateful.
So she is the jerk.
Yeah.
She is the jerk.
No,
the boyfriend's not the jerk for opening. That's the question.
Yeah, he's not the jerk, correct.
We're in agreement.
We're in agreement.
He's definitely not the jerk for me, man. He's her partner.
I mean, right? Yeah.
Arguably.
Should he have really opened it, though, and put it out there or just left it alone?
See, it would have been different if she was like, no, I was waiting to open it. I wanted to. I was excited for it. The right opportunity, because I knew it was such an expensive bag, I didn't want to touch it until I was going to use it thing, right?
Well, I wonder if he would have backed off, then she would have opened it. It was like, it's like a mind game. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, if he would have dropped it, then she would have been like, okay, it's like, don't tell me what to do.
Right.
Yeah. I'll open it when I'm ready. And then he opens it and she's like, no, I wasn't ready for that.
No. No, I don't know if I feel that. I feel like
it's messed up either way.
I feel like she genuinely was just trying to be like, oh no, they bought me something so expensive.
And I don't want to, I don't want to open it because it's awkward. I don't know where to go. Okay.
But you're being ungrateful. That's
absolutely.
Where I'm at.
All right. 414-533-1037. Is Justin a jerk for opening his girlfriend's gift? That is the question. I can't wait to see what the listeners say next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So he opened his girlfriend's gift because his parents mailed her a designer handbag for her birthday and, well, basically, she didn't want to open it. She says she gets uncomfortable opening gifts. She's let it sit there for days and days. He finally opened it and left it on the dresser, and now she's annoyed.
And I get it. Yeah. Sometimes you don't necessarily want to, care to, or have a different plan of when you're going to open it.
Yeah.
Y'all remember when Aaron opened my package, my hoodie from All Goods? Y'all remember that?
I remember that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I was a little salty about it, man. It's because I had a whole plan to do with it. And she just didn't wait. impatient.
But you had it in your mind, your own plan, which is why I said this girl may have not wanted, you know what I'm saying?
And that's what I'm thinking. Maybe she planned to not touch it until she was going to absolutely use it, right? Wow. Whatever. But her parents were, or the future in-laws were asking, did she like the bag? Did she, you know, has she checked the bag? You waited too long. I don't know.
Well, Sherry's in Germantown. We'll start with her this morning. Hi, Sherry. Good morning.
Guten Morgen.
Ah, Guten Morgen.
What do you think? Do you think Justin is a jerk for opening his girlfriend's gift?
As much as I was on the fence, I have to say, yes, he's a jerk.
Oh, elaborate, please.
Here we go.
I'm listening.
So, I feel like Justin was under pressure from his parents because they kept calling, and he probably was sick and tired of telling them, no, she hasn't opened it yet. I think that, you know, I would have just waited it out, let them all see when she was going to open it. You know, if she waited and waited and waited, then, you know, he could have questioned her, like, dang, you know, why don't you want to open it?
Sure. Right. He just didn't.
Yeah.
I like that logic because he was getting pressure from his
parents. That's the thing. Yeah. He's more worried about how his parents feel than how his girlfriend feels.
Exactly.
I do get that in a way, but I'm not going to lie. Even though I feel you, I would do the same thing. I'd be like, are you going to open my parents' gift, man?
Exactly.
My parents. Like, come on. So I get almost both sides, but... Yeah.
You're almost being disrespectful to the parents as the gift getters.
You are being disrespectful
that's
to his
true.
Because I bet you she opened
true.
All these other gifts, and the only reason you didn't open the one gift from them was because you knew it was the expensive bag you wanted?
And you got uncomfortable that they actually bought the expensive bag. It is weird.
But I do get where Sherry's coming from saying, listen, because you could have just let it ride out because it was her gift at the end of the day.
Correct. Yep. And if he's going to really be in a long-term relationship with her, if this is one of her, let's say, issues, quote unquote. We all have them.
Right.
This is her
if
hot
this
button.
Is one of her things, either get used to it or, you know, or you're going to take it even, like we said, so personally against your family that maybe it will be one of those things that ends
tears
it for
you
guys.
Apart, man. Get used to it to get gone, basically.
Ooh, Sherry said jerk. All right. Thanks, Sherry.
I respect it.
You're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
You too.
Dang, she has so much good logic, though. I wasn't going all the pressure from the parents. I'm just thinking like in-laws, whatever, like they'll pressure you, say whatever they want, and it's parents at the end of the day, so they really don't care what we think.
No, not at all. Not at all. Faith is calling in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Faith.
Hi, good morning.
Y'all related?
No. First name, me, last name.
Got it. Morning, Faith.
Hi, Faith. What do you think?
Good morning.
Is Justin a jerk? Because Sherry just said he's a jerk for opening his girlfriend's gift.
Oh, man, I'm going to be so honest. She almost swayed me, but I'm going to say no, he's not the jerk because it's not, she should have communicated, you know, a little bit better of like, hey, you know, I'm really appreciative, but she said in front of the parents that she really liked the gift, knowing that they'd probably buy it for her, then just did not open it and let it sit for days. She knew it was so expensive.
Right.
Like if it's $20 perfume or something. You know what I mean?
Your accent is getting me.
Where did that come from? Where did that Southern Belle charm come from out of nowhere? Because you didn't say hello like that.
Yeah, where is it from?
I'm from down south. I'm from like the Texas area.
I didn't know
if it which south. There's lots of south.
It just felt right to say yeehaw after she started talking, just because it felt welcoming.
She's like, listen, y'all.
Yeah, but no. So she's going, you know, she's holding him down, saying no, he's not the jerk.
Not the jerk, yeah.
Right, because she didn't communicate on the front end.
Exactly.
You can't ask for an expensive gift, want an expensive gift, and then be mad and feel bad that you got an expensive gift.
She told him, though, leave me alone. I'll do it when I want to do it.
Did she?
She did, but doesn't matter.
Did she give enough reason?
Not the jerk, according to
Faith.
All right, girl, we won't forget that accent. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, y'all. Bye.
Bye. We give Faith a theme song. I don't know why I'm talking with this twang now, but it feels right.
Don't make my Southern Illinois come out of me a little.
Hey, listen, I'm from South America. I don't know what my twang is like.
It's a Latin one. Jenna's in Muskego. Last but not least, Jenna, you are the tiebreaker. Congrats.
We split.
Hey, thanks. I feel so honored.
Good.
She said thanks. Like,
this is crazy.
Oh. Wait, who's the jerk? He's not the jerk, or he is the jerk.
He is not the jerk. Ooh. I think that she's a little loca, okay?
Because
I'm going to tell you why. This is not the 12 days of Christmas, my friend. My birthday comes once a year. Open it up. And you know what? It's nobody likes to open gifts in front of anybody. I get it. We did this when I was a kid. Grandma would make us sit in the living room. Everyone opens a present at a time. Everybody's watching. Everybody open a gift. I don't want to open socks, Grandma. I don't have to, like,
totally.
Face so it like, oh, my God, I love this present. Okay, mm-hmm. No, honey, on your dresser. And you don't even know what's inside. And it's really, really rude of her, I think. Mm. It could have been God knows what inside. She didn't know what it was. An idea. Cool. But no one's there to watch you open it. So the excuse of, like, I don't like opening gifts, it makes it no one else is around. Why? What are
just
you waiting for?
Let me ask you and Jenna something. Y'all think that she might have peeked at the bag, looked and saw, and then closed it up because she got mortified that it was expensive? You genuinely think she didn't open it at all?
I think that you're onto something where you're like, she had to have known what it was, and that made her uncomfortable.
She said she could have, she figured, right? Mm-hmm. And like Jenna's saying, you had an idea, but if you really didn't open it, you didn't know what it was. It could have just been an accessory from that same company.
Yeah. Does it matter if it's an expensive one or a cheap one? Mm-mm. She should have opened it.
Oh, right? Stands 100%.
So he's not the jerk for opening the gift. Although I do want to read one text that said, "I am so triggered. My husband opens my Amazon packages too. He is 100% a jerk." You brought everybody around with that.
Hold on, chill out.
This is not an Amazon package though. This is a birthday gift from an in-law.
Right. This ain't the 12 days like Jenna said. Now we get one day and that's that. Right.
All right, Jenna.
Had to open it. We appreciate you, Jenna.
Not the jerk. Thank you.
Bye.
That's how it lands then, not the jerk, because Jenna said so. But there are people texting in who are triggered by other people opening their stuff now. Like, those people are now coming out going, now you're making me mad.
Listen, I get triggered by people opening my stuff, same. A.K.A. when it happened with my wife. Does it actually affect us at the end of the day? No. But is it an annoyance? Yeah. Yes.
Final text, somebody said, jerk. No one said if she gets along with the parents and if it's in the past or if they have made her feel some type of way. Like, that she might have a bad relationship.
You really think they would have got her an expensive designer bag?
Oh, yeah, you're right. No.
With a bad relationship?
I don't know. What do rich parents do? Is that what they do?
Listen, I ain't got them. Neither does my wife.
Is this what rich in-laws do?
I don't know what rich in-laws do.
They buy you designer handbags?
We ain't got it like that. We all still working, baby.
I'll be at the Coach Outlet. I'll see y'all in Pleasant Prairie or Johnson Creek. See you there. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.